Well, it's good to be back with you guys. It's been a long time since I've been in here at 9:30 with the big kids. I'm usually back there with the smaller big kids, a.k.a. our young adult group. I don't know if you guys know that we have that. I mean, you know, some of you may actually not know that we do that now. We started it last fall, but we kind of relaunched it off back in January for, I don't call it college age because they're not in college, then I don't want to feel excluded. And so we do it for young adults, and so we do that at 9:30 back there in the back where the old tweens room is. So if you know of anybody that's, say, 8 out of high school, up to, say, 40, no, Jay, you can't come next week. Then we do that. But anyway, I really didn't know because we never have talked about that very much. So get a little plug for that this morning. This morning, just feel like God told me, you know, Dane, sometimes we just got to be reminded of my awesomeness, of God's awesomeness. Man, Kathy wasn't even here to hear that. Daggone it. Why are you all laughing at that, by the way? That's, but God, I think this week, as I was thinking about the 9:30 and our time together. And guys, most of us here have been together for a long time. We've prayed about a lot of things together. We've shared a lot of burdens together over the years. And we're seeking God together. And we should praise Him for that. And I think a few of the things that God shared with me the other morning about this morning is, one, Dane, remind my people that I'm a God who loves them. I'm a God who has high expectations, but I'm a God who's willing to empower them and to walk with them and to see my name glorified throughout the earth. And I think one of the things He told me to do this morning was we're supposed to share communion together. And we're going to look at a couple of scriptures because God really, God pointed out something to me in these two different scriptures that I think most of the time that maybe you don't, I don't put together as part of communion, as part of the Lord's Supper, partaking in the Lord's Supper. So we're going to look at two different scriptures about the Lord's Supper that night that I want us to make sure we put together. I got a couple of simple questions for you. They're real simple, actually. They're really elementary type questions. But I don't know how often we take the time to think about them on a daily basis. And here's the two questions that I'd like for us to share about as we get ready to look at the scriptures and we get ready to come to the Lord's Him. Simple questions, right? But when's the last day that you gave much thought to either one of those questions? When's the last time you woke up on a morning or in the middle of the day, you stopped to say to yourself, what has God been expecting from me today? Or what have I really been expecting from Him today? I want to hear from you guys on those questions for a few moments. What do you think God's expecting from you on a daily basis? And what are you expecting from Him on a daily basis? Okay, we got obedience on a daily basis. All the days that end in Y. You believe He expects you to say thank you for another day every morning? Okay, all right. Obedience, being thankful in the morning for another day. What else? He expects you to be growing every day. Expect us to trust Him. Without conditions. Kim, do you have your hand up or are you just stretching a little bit? All right. Expects the awareness of the relationship. What else? Done with loving heart. Okay. Not just done out of some religious act or religious rote. Okay. All right. Jerry said to use the gifts He's given us to further His kingdom. Don, you had your hand up. Give us this day our daily bread. Expectations from God. Those simple questions. How often do we see an interruption or a hassle as God saying, I just want you to stop for a minute and be aware of my presence. You know, those inconveniences. Going down Abercorn and every light seems to be red. You show up somewhere and your expectation for wherever you were going was not met. Do you see those as, hey, I'm just trying to remind you, my presence is with you today. I'm right here with you. What else? The expectations of God, Mark said, not questioning what He does. Well, let's look at some scripture. The first one's going to be Luke chapter 2, verse 4. John's not going to be putting it up there. We're going old school. We actually have to either flip something open or take time to search on your electronic devices. No, I meant opening the Bible. It's old school. Luke chapter 22, starting in verse 4. The familiar story of the Lord's Supper. And I want you to go, if you can do this, I want you to go ahead and flip to also John chapter 13, verse 1. Okay? So I'd like for someone to begin to read for us in Luke chapter 2, verse 7. I'm sorry, actually, verse 7. You don't have to read Luke 22, verse 7. And, did everybody take their medicine this morning?
You take yours.
Thanks, Jerry. What were you trying to encourage me about, Jay? You know what I do for the kids a lot of times on Wednesday night if I'm the one leading? I just print off the scripture and we all get the same version and I just hand it to them. And I want you to know something. I'm not even making this up. They still will look at me and say, "What are we reading?" That's true. True story. Okay. So the other scripture, though, it's a both and, not an either or we're going to read, is John chapter 13, verse 1. Okay. On which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Make preparations there.' They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.' After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine till the kingdom of God comes.' And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with me on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him.' They began to question among themselves which of them might be he who would do this. Also a dispute now arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest. Jesus said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.'" Now, stop there. Let you feel the weight of the situation. Implementation of the Lord's Supper. You've done it a million times already by this point in your life, probably. Okay? But there's a weight to it. A W-E-I-G-H-T, not W-A-I-T. A weight to it that I think we need to really feel this morning. And part of that weight is John chapter 13. So let's flip over to John chapter 13. And I will read there. Now remember, most of the time we don't connect these verses, with the Lord's Supper. But let's think about it for just a moment this morning. "It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under His power and that He had come from God and was returning to God. So He got up from the meal, took off His outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around His waist. After that, He poured water into a basin and began to wash His disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around Him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to Him, "Lord, are You going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." "Now," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Then Lord Simon Peter replied, "Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who's had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For He knew who was going to betray Him, and that's why He said not everyone was clean. When He had finished washing their feet, He put on His clothes. He returned to His place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" He asked them. "You call Me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am now, or that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them." I want you to connect those two things this morning. Think about my two questions. What's God expecting of you, and what are you expecting of Him on a daily basis? And try to grasp for just a moment the weight of the situation. That in the middle of all that was going on at the Lord's Supper, the bread, the wine, all the conversations, Jesus did something. One, He shouldn't have had to do it. Why is that? Because He was their leader. One of them should have done it. One of them should have done it. But you see, they still struggled with something at the end of Jesus' earthly ministry that they struggled with at the beginning. They still wanted it to be all about them. And they allowed Him to wash their feet. They allowed Him to do that. This morning, I don't really know all that's going on. I mean, we know each other in this room pretty well. But the fact is that we only see each other in passings most days or most weeks. So this morning, I would encourage you as we get ready to come to the Lord's table, the things that are in your life, because Scripture reminds us in 1 Corinthians, a man or woman should examine themselves. I want you to examine yourself however God's telling you, but here's one caveat I would give you to consider. Are the things of God in your life the things you're allowing to put your mind to, put your heart and your energy and your time to? Or are you allowing the other to take over? Because when those guys sat around that table or lounged around that table that night, there were really just two options. Was it all about them or was it all about the kingdom? And when Jesus got up and said, "I want you to understand, if you can't do this, then you have no part in me." Now let's think about that for a second. By the time He said that to them, they had cast out demons. They had prayed and the sick had been healed. They'd seen all kinds of great miracles, right? But Jesus said, if you can't do this one thing, if you think you're too good to go to the lowest of the low, to wash the crud off each other's feet, then you have no part in my kingdom. To me, that's a high expectation. Would you agree? I mean, that's a hefty weight. It's heavy. But I think this morning, I want it to be a time where you can say, "Yes, Lord, I'll go with you wherever." And my expectations of you, I want you to have high expectations of me, because you can count on me. I want you to be able to say, "Yes, Lord, you can count on me." Have high expectations, because I know all those things that you spoke earlier, they're truth, aren't they? Everyone, those were truths. Take ownership in them. Take ownership. So this, in just a moment, Rick's going to come up. Gary, you want to come on up? My personality is I'm a guy who's very task-oriented, meaning, you know, it's easier for me to do 1, 2, 3. To do 1 and then go to 4 just messes with me. Big time, okay? That's why Dusty and I, it's comical to see us together sometimes, because Dusty's a 1, 4, 8, 9, 7 guy. Okay. If I was at that table that night, enjoying the Passover meal, and Jesus rolls up and went down to basically his underclothing, if I was sitting there, I would have been like, wait a second, we got to finish the meal. What are you doing? What are you doing? And I think no matter your personality, if you'd been reclining there with him, you probably would have been going, what's this guy doing? What he was doing, in my opinion, is he was raising the bar. That until you go way down there, then you can't come up here where I am. And I say that to people that I know follow him. But I want you to grasp the weight of God's call in your life this morning. I want you to feel it. I want you to take ownership in it. So the cup, the blood poured out for the remission of sins, then the body, the bread broken. Freedom is proclaimed among the captives this morning. Death has no hold over us. We are righteous because Christ died for us. And we clothe ourselves, the Bible says, in His righteousness. No condemnation. It's a powerful thing. So I'm going to pray for us. Remind you that the Bible says take some time to examine yourself. So this morning, Rick and I will be here to serve you. You can come, spend time examining yourself there, here, wherever. But I'm just asking you to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. That's all I'm asking, okay? So let's pray, and then we'll spend some time before the Lord and at His table. Heavenly Father, thank you for a powerful reminder through this communion time. Father, thank you today that you're a powerful God. Father, the things that you are stirring or speaking, Lord, I'm asking you to help us to just trust you, to surrender, to cooperate. We bless you. Lord, the whole day is yours. We bless you in Jesus' name.